The old Q would have been out trying to find Lady Gaga at a party. What?
Yeah, I know. I'm still jet setting, you know, high flying.
Teddy's getting a haircut right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave. Walt, your eyes are bugging out of your head. What's going on?
I'm getting ready.
Yeah, you're all psyched up.
I'm getting ready. Just get my game face on.
Yeah, all right.
I put some smelling salts under my nose while I was in the bathroom. I'm fucking amped.
Yeah, you ready to go?
Yeah.
No get him this week. He didn't put out a mic for himself. He said nobody wants to hear from him.
Wow.
I don't know if that's true, but you know, we'll see. Yeah. See if there's an outpouring of...
On Reddit, yeah. Like, where's get him? We want him back. Oh, boy. And Q.
Yes.
Back from last week. I got a spy report. Q was running around with the likes of Adam Ray.
I was in Toronto, yeah. For
is that where you went?
Yeah. Very warmly received by the Canadians. No issues whatsoever.
Who's Adam Ray?
He's a stand-up comedian, entertainer, buddy of mine.
Is he Canadian?
He is not, but he does this great act as Dr. Phil. Remember Dr. Phil, right?
Yeah.
So he does an imitation of Dr. Phil and does live shows in character as Dr. Phil, and it has taken off. It's hysterical.
People love it.
It's so fucking funny. And you know, it's getting hotter and hotter, and he tours now, and he needs guests for every show, and he texted me and asked if I would fly to Toronto to sit in with him. I was like, sure, I'll do it. Had a blast.
Yeah, good time.
Oh, it was great. Well, Harlan Williams was there. You know, remember Harlan Williams?
Their name is...
He's got a podcast now called Harlan Highway, but he was in Half-Baked. Remember Half-Baked?
Yeah, yeah.
He's the white guy, the skinny white guy. And he's the guy, you know, okay. Something about Mary, 6-minute abs, 7 minutes. Yeah. He's got a podcast that's so fucking funny. Like it's great. So he was on the show too, so I got to meet him, so I was pretty excited.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of running around. Who spied on me?
Yeah, I got spies out there everywhere.
Mm-hmm. It's in an inner circle spy, I heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? That's what you heard? That's how I knew where Q was?
Yep.
I didn't even tell anybody where I was going.
Has to be somebody in the inner circle then that's giving Brian
updates on Q's
information.
Who would it be?
Viable information.
Valuable.
I'll let you think about it.
Well, either way, I had a good time.
That's he slipped an AirPod or one of those AirPods in your
your tag jacket. yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it was good week. Back to work. Back to shooting. You know,
what'd you do in Toronto?
I was there for like, I had like 12 hours to spare. So it was like literally an in and out situation. I didn't do anything.
Oh, 12 hours isn't enough time to,
that's a long time.
You got to sleep for six of them. I mean, the show for three of them.
The BQ I knew fucking.
You
got to
drive from the airport there. That takes an hour, you know?
It wasn't so full of excuses as to why he wasn't partying. Did you party at all afterwards?
Zero partying.
Zero partying.
I was in bed by midnight. Because it was also the time change. I was losing an hour sleep.
Right.
And then I had an 8 a.m. flight because I had to get back. You know, I only had that small window. So it was a lot. I would have loved to party. Gone to the Brass Rail.
I feared this day would come. And I'm sure a lot of listeners now are, you know, it's very sad to hear this kind of like dancing.
No,
that he's doing because he's not seeing the same cue that he was.
You're not seeing it for the forest for the trees.
He's days away from 49.
I've hopped on an international flight.
Okay.
To go fuck around. I had drinks at the theater.
International, you're
gonna
call just because
international, my friends.
But the time didn't change.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
When you got there, it was still the same time as it was in Staten Island.
Well, so is Cuba. What do you want? I don't mean anything. Like I'm just saying, is it Cuba? Yeah. Okay. But my point is, like, you know, I'm
get him checked at. Do something.
I'm still jet setting, You know, high flying.
You didn't have jet lag. It sounds like you might have. I mean, you are – it's your only days away from 49. It's okay, but it's still – it's okay, but it's still a little sad. It's like, man, it's like
– I don't think that that's,
you know,
the right
Tom
handle.
Brady, when he threw that last pass, everybody kind of knew it. I knew it. It was time.
what am I giving up exactly? What is it time
the
for?
The madman persona. I'm the wild man. Man.
The one you guys started and perpetrated all these years.
Oh, no. You rolled right into it. You loved every moment of it.
No.
I got my tooth knocked
it
out
never
in Germany.
Helped me once.
Got a hole burned in my pants and down in Nashville.
I mean, yeah, when you went on these international flights in the past, you were getting teeth knocked out. You were in ballroom. ballroom?
Oh, ballroom.
The cotillions?
Yeah, the cotillions, yeah.
Now you're just like, I went to bed.
I had to, man. You know, I also very
Father Time remains undefeated.
Well, no argument there.
Zero losses. Sure.
Zero losses.
The goat.
He's the ultimate goat, man. Take him on. Name him. He got him.
Not us.
Not yet. Not today. Not today.
We lived a pod one more day.
so you guys did an episode last week?
We did one. Yeah, it was Sunday, Jeff.
Went well.
Good.
Yeah, Sunday.
Zero controversy. We're back.
I feel
if we did a pod. There's controversy.
I feel what kind of
people like they listen. They got us.
What do you mean?
Like they were pleased with the content.
I think so. Yeah, I don't. Great. You know, we announced the Tim Pod. It's up for sale.
Oh, excellent. Okay, and that is a great one.
Yeah, I feel that one hits crosses all the T's, dots all the I's of what you're looking for in a TSD episode. And it's up now, available on Bandcamp. Thank you to all those, and there were plenty of you who came out and supported the pod. And I talked to Tim, and he is very appreciative, and he's trying to figure a way out to, you know, show that appreciation to the ants. He says he's trying to come up with an idea to just let everyone know how touched he is with the turnout and the response.
Oh, wow, man.
Yeah, just go to Bandcamp and put in Tim the Record Store Clerk, right? And it should pop right up.
Yeah, TESD Benefit, Tim the Record Store Clerk. Over 90 minutes of TESD content and some good laughs, some good games, and I think it'll be $4.99 well spent.
Yeah.
Well spent. Going towards to help all the proceeds, 100% going towards Tim's care in this fight he's in now.
Yeah, it's a great episode. I remember we recorded it after a regular episode one day, and I remember the regular episode being like, "All right, not every week's a home run." And then we
why
started
is that?
That.
Why can't we hit home runs every time, like Barry Bonds?
We can.
Like, why? How come we aren't?
I don't know. Father Time.
Can we blame it on Father Time?
Sure can. Yeah, why not? Us, the audience, everything. But I remember we did the Tim one, and we had such a fucking blast. I was driving home, and I was like, I kind of wish the Tim one was a regular one. Mm. It was so much fun. It's a great episode. I think people will like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes when the episodes are structured, they come up. They're a little bit.
Yeah. When they have a point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're right.
How many points today? Or are we just...
I got some points, but they're not good ones. I'm hoping that Teddy had a big weekend.
Teddy's getting a haircut right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see you talk about that a little bit.
somebody on set today was talking about King Charles.
The
released a playlist.
Really?
Of his favorite songs. Did you hear about this?
No. The King of Britain
did a DJ on Spotify and just DJed his favorite songs, like Spoken Between Him and stuff like that.
And do you know the...
No, oh, I was okay. Like, that maybe might be a fun him, game. Yeah, I was maybe, like, that might be a fun game if we all try to guess what's on it.
Yeah, how old is King Charles at this point?
I'm at the end of my King Charles
used
knowledge.
To be, he used to know so much about Brit fucking
he's
pop culture.
He's got to be in late 70s, right?
Or so.
His mom was like 100.
I'm going to say a lot of Beatles.
That's what I thought. Beatles, right? Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
Don't put it up. We should guess.
He's 76.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, he's younger than my dad.
You know he's going to have to put some current things on there because he wants to remain hip.
He's gonna. That's a great point. He's gonna want to remain heavy. He's gonna want to put international flavors on there.
All right. Well, Bri's going over his. I'll try to remember some of the. some of your points that you want to get.
Some of my points.
Yeah, well, this one's before we get to Prince Charles or King Charles.
This one's musical about Gene Simmons being absolutely pathetic. He's
what?
Kiss frontman Gene Simmons is charging $12,000 to be his personal assistant for one day.
Wait, what? Yeah. I have to pay him to be his personal assistant?
You got to pay him to work for him. Now, there are certain
when does it end with this guy?
Never. That's why when I saw this, I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me with this dude.
How can he need 12 grand at this point?
Because it's only one person. You're right. It's not like, hey, I'm taking 10 of you or 20 of you. It's one person.
He's got to spend the day with a stranger?
Yep. Not only does he have to spend the day with a stranger, not only will the lucky fan do manual labor like help setting up the band show, but they will sit in on the sound check, arrive at the venue with the band, and hang out backstage.
That's pretty cool, though.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sure he's not going to get really treated like a roadie. You know, that's just like it's like be quote unquote treated like a roadie. Sure. But I'm sure he'll be treated very, very well.
I'm curious.
Your brother, right?
Okay, so he also promises for the hefty price tag of $12,500, it will be big enough for the big will be enough for the big spender to have a meal with the rocker, either at a hotel or backstage at the show, and be brought up on the stage during the concert and introduced to the crowd.
What show? Kiss?
Gene's doing solo stage now. He's a solo artist now.
Of course. How old is he?
He's in his 70s.
He's 70. Yeah, he's 75, I think.
Wow. So Prince Charles is older than
75,
Gene's?
Yeah.
He's younger. 74, right?
No, he's 70. Yeah, 74.
Yeah, he's younger than.
Prince Charles looks rough.
He does.
Well, he has cancer.
Gene still looks like a fucking demon.
Well, that's the face paint.
Yeah, here it is.
No, even without his makeup, he still looks good.
How could he be doing this? How?
You don't need an extra $12,500?
Look, I'm not fucking 76 and a billionaire. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, at what point does that end? Like, what point does it end?
Well, maybe he's not a billionaire. Maybe some bad investments.
True. Market has been tanking lately.
Maybe some poor business decisions.
Yeah.
Gene doesn't seem like that type.
What, that he won't make any mistakes?
He'll make some mistakes, but not like major ones, I don't think. I think Gene's he seems very careful with his money.
Case in point, I give you the Elder.
Okay. did they pay for that?
Well, that was their decision. They decided to release it, and it was a complete and utter flop.
Yeah,
I give you another one. Burn, bitch, burn. He put that on fucking wax.
Oh, boy. All right. So maybe he does make mistakes here and there.
I don't begrudge him touring. I get it. Like that. Stay alive, man. Perform. Like love life. Go for it. It's a sponging of that 12 grand, which after, you know, taxes and after everything, all the other fees that come out, you told me it's like a few thousand dollars.
Couple thousand bucks to do it. Yeah.
When is Gene like, maybe I don't need to take people's money.
When he can just have a regular old contest and be like, hey, you want to win a chance to be my roadie for the day? And it's no purchase necessary type thing.
Yeah.
Not for somebody like, who has $12,500 to blow on fucking being Gene's ass boy for the day?
Yeah. But I guess the counter argument is like, look, it's not for everybody. It's for people who have $12,000 who want to spend it on him. Like, you know, what are you going to do? Just go to the lowest common denominator? But I just don't understand why he even has it in him to think about this anymore. That's what's interesting. Not saying even he's wrong. Like, I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Okay, so it's not just one person. It's one assistant experience per venue from April 3rd to August 3rd with over 20 shows. So now he's making more than $12,000.
Is he in New Jersey? I'm going to do it.
You going to do it?
Yeah. I'm going to use TSD money enough to do it. And then I'll record it.
Well, you got to bring him too. So it's, now it's 20.
It's 25.
No, you're allowed to bring one person.
Can you imagine Gidim fucking trying to limp around, trying to move fucking
wait up, Gene.
Marshall fucking amps and shit? Yeah.
Gene's like, Gidim, dinner is over.
Holy shit, May 5th at the Basie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Oh, you got to do it.
12 grand?
Well, you and Gidim, that's only six each. Oh, wow.
Look into it, Gidim. See what we have to do to sign up to become Gene's personal roadies.
You may bring four items for Gene to sign. All right.
I can make money back on that.
Sure can. You sure can.
You're allowed to take as many pictures as you want.
Hey, man, it's – I've
– You're getting a T-shirt and a hat of laminate.
Kind of hard on him at first, but I think it's a high price. But, like, it's up for the person to decide to
pay. Has anybody bought the Basie one? Get them. Can you look into it? I'm real. I'm serious. We can make content out of it. We need it. You know, yeah. Teddy's not going to get a bath next week.
Uh-oh.
You know, I mean, we need something.
This is crazy.
Yeah, hey. That's just the article.
You see about how we can sign up for it, get them in.
Limited number of experiences.
Hey, man, I guess go for it. We stopped
inquire
doing
for and payment plans. Oh, that's the worst. If you have to go on a payment plan to be his roadie.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to.
Well, I think most people would might have to, though.
Yeah.
I'm interested now, get him. I'm serious. I'm not fooling. Me and you will be fucking. I'll like wipe Gene's brow. You do all the grunt work though.
Yeah, like his ass. Gene's like, come here, get him.
Think he remember me from Conflict Men?
That I doubt.
I doubt. He's met so many people. I would not feel slighted if he didn't remember. He has literally met millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
Probably since that filming of that.
Since that, yeah.
Since the filming of that episode of Conflict Men. So I don't think I could be upset if he didn't remember though, but. All right, let's see what we can do about that, Q.
All right, nice. It sounds like it'll be fun.
Well, if we could film, can we film it, Brian?
I don't know. It doesn't
maybe we could turn it into a Patreon episode.
Yeah, there you go.
You are allowed to take as many photos as you want, it says.
So we could do like a flip book.
Throughout your entire experience, you can bring one guest, like you say, four items for him to sign, and you get a Gene Simmons rehearsal used bass.
Whoa, I get a bass?
You're going to get a bass guitar, well, for your new music career.
That's the one of the four things I want him to sign in.
Well, that's weird, though, because he says they won't sign instruments or parts.
Probably the bass he's giving you, though.
He would probably sign.
Because I could flip that, I would think, for at least a G, I would think.
Yeah, now it's down to only 11,000.
You got to get pictures of all this shit so everybody knows it's legit.
Does what look good?
The email.
I'm in the middle of a podcasting. You're asking me questions about emails we're sending out? What are you doing?
I can't. Simmons.
This is a nice.
Oh! I thought it was a.
Who's that?
I thought it was a.
I don't know her.
I thought it was an issue with the Tim Pod that somebody needed help with it.
But what do you need his?
Yes. Perfect.
That is a one sentence email. He needed you to double check that. It's literally a sentence. Has anybody booked this yet? Well, and it needed your approval?
Well, I mentioned his name.
He was, I guess, asking should they drop my name as if
means
anything to Gene Simmons or his people.
We've played the Count Basie, though. I mean, sure, it was even longer than Kiss.
Right, but this is a man who wants – he doesn't care – who he's getting the 12 G's from.
Mm-hmm.
He does not care if at all who it is. He just – all he cares about is the money. That's all that matters. You should have just put, I have the money.
Yeah. Hey, well, go for it, Gene.
It's once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, right?
Make that bag. Make it. Yeah, that's it's like we stopped doing meet and greets because I was just uncomfortable with them. I'm like, I can't take people's money to say hello to me. I later on think I fucked up because then people were like, we loved it. It was so much fun. Like, it was fun. And I don't know.
I understand. Yeah, I can understand the awkwardness of.
I need to see my psychologist.
Yeah, I gotta make that quick. Oh, Queen Gel's playlist. All right. Well,
is that all you had, Brian?
Do you think? I got tons of other stuff. Right. We can still go.
No,
King
I'm not
Charles.
Pushing for this. He called it up on the screen.
Well, who's
I'm going to say Elton John. He's got to
see if you can get
John.
One. Let's see if we can get one.
Okay, I say Elton John.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he was a favorite of Princess Di, right?
Mm-hmm.
He wrote that "Candle in the Wind" song for her.
Why? I mean, he might not like him.
Because of he had some bad blood between them still?
Yeah, yeah. They're not a bad marriage.
I think those – what about those girls? Those
Spice Girls?
Yeah, those girls. I bet you Spice Girls songs on there.
I don't know. I could see where you're coming from.
Like, I only like them if they're English.
I could see
David Bowie.
Yeah.
I bet there's a Bowie Spice song girls. On there.
Think there's Bowie
a Beatles
on there?
Song on there. There's a Stone song on there.
I'm trying to think of like one that's not right. Like what would be – like Led Zepp. Is Led Zepp too hard for the king?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah. He looks like a real fucking stick in the mud.
Stodgy.
Oh, yeah. He's got a stick firmly planted up that fucking anus.
Wow. A scepter.
You don't think so?
He's got a scepter.
Yeah.
Well, it seemed like the queen was that way, too. Like, and if that's her son, it's like, no fun allowed.
What is it like?
It seemed he's very stodgy.
Like, how, what is it like to be that human? Like, I never even considered life from his perspective before.
Like, carrying yourself in a certain way all the time.
Knowing no other way.
Mm-hmm. Like, who are you going to – I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, go ahead.
Who do you got? Who do you – give me your top five that you think is on you. You want Elton? Give that to Bri.
Give that to Bri.
Okay.
Beatles are going to be on there. I think that's a no-brainer, right? Okay. He can't.
My Beatles, okay.
No, no. Take Beatles. Take Beatles. I don't care.
I'm taking Beatles.
I got Rolling Stones.
Okay. You did say that. Okay.
I got Rolling Stones. Does he put Pink Floyd?
No.
No?
No, that's drug music.
Right. Well, that is it all music?
No. But Pink Floyd specifically is known as the fucking –
he wants to show he's cool. You know how he's going to show he's cool? Hendrix.
Hendrix, huh?
No.
Hendrix is good. He's got to have Bob Marley. He needs Bob Marley.
Bob Marley. Yeah. I like that.
He needs international flavor.
Why do you think that, though?
I think he feels he needs to represent as much as he can.
I mean, there's a picture of him banging on a tom-tom with a bunch of African guys or Rastafarian guys.
Jamaican guys. He's in Jamaica playing drums. It's like, there you go.
I'm going to say the Spice Girls.
Spice Girls, all right.
That's my second one.
I'm going to say the Who. I'm going to go out there, man. Yeah.
I want to think of
I'm going to say Michael Jackson.
No,
I stole it. Okay. I called it mine.
Let me throw this at you. Let me throw a Bruce Springsteen at you.
Not a chance.
Show love for America.
You're gone. That's a swing and a miss, Q.
We'll see.
Big swing and a miss.
No females. We're not picking any females yet.
I did. Spice Girls, Spice bro. Girls.
Oh, you're right. That's right. Yeah. Aretha Franklin.
I don't know.
Everybody's got Aretha.
What about?
I'm going to say Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.
Yeah.
How many are we picking?
Five.
How many do I have?
One, two, three, four. You got one more cue. I have two more. Bri has two more.
Oh, guys, Sinatra. Get Sinatra on there.
Sinatra. That's your last one.
Yeah.
So BQ has the Rolling Stones, Bob Marley, BS. Who's BS? Bruce Springsteen, Aretha Franklin, and Sinatra.
Great.
I have the Beatles, Spice Girls, Michael Jackson. I'm going to say Bowie.
That's a good one.
And I need somebody current, though.
Yeah.
About Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's mine.
That's a current one.
I don't know what she sings. I just know that name.
Yeah. She's dead, but still, I know
you
meant.
So you want to give her respect, though, for career. Bro, you got two more in.
Okay. I'm going to say Janis Joplin, maybe.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow, that is
– because he would be – he's right in that time, though.
Yeah,
like,
but that's what I was saying. Like, he doesn't – he never looks like – he's a veal.
Mm.
He doesn't want to look stodgy.
It's true. Who else was big in Woodstock?
I would think more. I think you got to think more. Who's current right now? He wants to
be current.
Lady Gaga.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
I'll give you Lady Gaga if you want that.
Okay. I'll take Lady Gaga then.
She was awesome on Saturday Night Live. You watched Saturday Night Live this weekend?
No, I didn't.
That's what I watched in bed in Toronto.
Did you?
See, the old Q would have been out trying to find Lady Gaga at a party.
Yeah, I know. The new Q's got to get a flight in 4 hours. The clocks jump ahead.
Can you imagine? If I ever told you, at some point, BQ is going to be afraid of the clock.
An hour.
Yeah. It's going to affect his entire life.
I would have put him out of his misery on the spot.
Right? All right. So I have the Beatles, Spice Girls, Michael Jackson, Bowie, Amy Winehouse. Is that five? One, two, three. Yes. Brian has Elton, The Who, Billy Joel, Janis Joplin, and Lady Gaga. BQ, Rolling Stones, Bob Marley, Bruce Springsteen, Aretha Franklin, and Sinatra. All right. Get them. Give us – how many songs are on there?
Oh, Beyonce.
Queen. I forgot about Queen, though.
Queen would have been good.
Can I change one of my – I'm going to take Amy Winehouse off. I know he doesn't know this. I'm going to say Queen.
Queen.
Someone else is just as current as Amy Winehouse.
Queen.
All right.
Beyonce. That's a bad sign.
Yeah. Mm. We're not doing good right off the bat. Daddy Lumba.
Never even heard of him. He's probably going to go into like all this like obscure music, like cultural music.
You right? know, it was some assistant who picked this.
Yeah.
He's like, give me a 20-year-old.
But I heard he DJed, like he talked his memories through.
He's saying here that he danced to the music of Ugandan singer Daddy Lumba.
It's a 2018.
All
so
right.
It's kind of recent.
Mira Makeba, don't know that one. You just scroll again a little bit. Diana Ross, that
upside
makes sense.
Side down.
There you go.
Boy, you turn me
the locomotion.
Woo. Is that
Macarena's
a disco song?
Up here, man. He's corny.
The
locals.
Oh, the Bee Gees. They're British, too. I forgot about them.
Fucking Kylie Minogue's got a great,
that's it?
Great body.
Yeah, but that's it.
He probably just fell in love with her. That way, that. It's not just a list of the songs, anyway.
That's what he's trying to find.
What do you think about a king doing this? Like a king DJing?
Is it proper behavior?
I mean, it's pretty fucked up that the world is on fire and these motherfuckers making a playlist.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, what can he do?
What can he do?
Concentrate on something a little bit more important.
There was one that said,
brokering peace between Ukraine and Russia, maybe?
You think he can do that?
He's the guy.
Here, Putin, here's my playlist.
Here we go.
Okay.
Bob Marley, boom.
Oh, BQ's got a point on the board.
Daddy Lumba, DeVito. Who are these people?
Grace Jones.
Michael Bublé. Uh-oh, Pam.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Those are them. We've only won.
Only one we got.
Wow.
You won, Q.
It doesn't feel like much of a victory, but I'm taking my lumps today, so I'll take it. Man, what a weird list.
I don't think he made this list.
But obviously,
you know what, though? He's probably a very weird man.
He has to be.
Right? You can't be normal living your life in Buckingham Palace.
I'm not mad about it. And I'm not saying if I was him, I wouldn't love it. But it just got to be a weird existence, man. Like, just human veal. It's like you can't leave your cage. Everybody's always looking at you. Everybody's always
– always being judged.
Always being judged. Everything
by your own family. Say. Like your own mom is like, hey.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like I don't know if I've ever heard his voice. I wonder what his voice – it's got to be super posh, right?
You think he's fancy?
It has to be. He's got to speak the most correct King's English of all time. Mm. Fascinating guy. All right. Well,
they made such a big deal about him with – Camilla Parker Bowles, the woman he's still with, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the tampon.
He's like, yeah, I want you to use me as your tampon.
I've never heard that one before, and I've never heard it since. That is a new one on me.
He should be proud because he was the only person probably that's ever coined that.
Yeah.
And, you know,
probably, it took a little heat,
but it's still a dog move. That's something that a dog would say.
You're right.
You know.
The respect. Yeah. I mean, I had friends that were like talk about like going down on their girls when they had their period and stuff. And
I'd be like, Red Wings?
Yeah, Red Wings. And I'd be like, are you fucking nuts? I don't care, man.
I love pussy that much.
Yeah, that's how much I love it, man. I have, unfortunately, still friends like that. So, so I guess it's really the same kind of thing. But
yeah, and he's so posh now, is he?
He's still posh. You know, those old Brits back in the day were always pervy. Wasn't that always their thing?
Yeah, you got that one Prince Andrew guy now running around.
I think he's criminally like, I don't think that's pervy.
He's got to stay in England.
Yeah. Yeah, but like half of England was brothels back in the day.
Mm.
So whatever happened with Jack the Ripper? Did that story evolve in a way that was – definitive to
get him? Was that definitive or no? Get him no. Saying no, that we kind of were fed a curveball and that the person who claimed it had ulterior motives.
It's like Zodiac. Once every couple of years, it's like my dad was the Zodiac or my neighbor was the Zodiac. And then it turns out like maybe, but who knows?
Well, I think they caught Zodiac though, didn't they? Or is he still on salt? He's still not.
I thought he was still on salt.
They broke his codes, right?
The genial DNA was actually used. Or is that the Golden State guy?
That was a Golden State guy who got the familial DNA. Yeah. Let's see. Says
not. As of today, the Zodiac Killer has not been definitively
identified. Yeah.
Wow.
Every once in a while they say it, though.
I wonder if – can people get away with that stuff anymore?
What? Serial killing?
Well, on that level.
I think it's much harder now.
Yeah, right.
Like, I think, with all the advances in technology, cameras being everywhere.
Cameras alone, yeah.
It's got to be
– it's hard out there for a serial killer.
It's got to be more difficult to go unnoticed.
Yeah.
Unless you're one of these guys – you're one of these serial killers that's all like on the – like truckers. have a perfect occupation for serial killing. You know, it's like you're in Florida one day and then you're in Illinois the next. So by the time they find the body, if you've secreted it well.
You're
usually the bodies, though, are
right, I guess,
prostitutes, though.
Usually, yeah.
So that makes your
makes it even victims, more difficult.
No, I think it makes it because all the girls know each other and they kind of look out for each other.
Yeah, that did happen with this guy who was a cop. I think it was in Nevada. It was a guy who was killing girls, and they were like, "Yeah, it's this guy. He's a creepy guy. He's in a truck, and blah blah blah." And one of his coworkers was like, "Well, my buddy has a truck like that," and like they had to arrest him. You know, like they got like they had to look into it, and then it turned out like it was him, cop killing girls, killing hookers and stuff.
That's horrible, man.
Yeah,
like that. That's the type of thing that you're like, my friend did what?
Yeah,
yeah.
And as a hooker, it's like, come on, like I don't got it bad enough.
I know. I mean, I wonder if like hookers are like, I fucking knew this was gonna happen at some point, or yeah,
you gotta be ready for it. Somebody getting rough with you at least.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like an unfun life.
Yeah,
that's, you know, that's not what HBO showed us in the Bunny Ranch. They made it look fun.
Did you see Daredevil?
I did.
What'd you think?
I liked it.
I didn't like the second episode. First episode was pretty good. Second episode was –
they went really hard that first episode.
Yeah, and then they went real kind of snooze.
I don't really remember the second episode, so there you go.
It was the White Tiger.
Oh, it did have that funny line though when he was like – he didn't have his mystical amulet on him.
Yes.
That made me laugh out loud. I was like, oh, that is fucking funny.
Now,
I don't know whether it was intentional or not, but I was like,
that's pretty funny. Were you familiar with the White Tiger? Because this was a character that I grew up with.
I'm familiar with him. I wouldn't say I have an affinity for him, but I know who he is.
He did have a mystical amulet.
Yeah.
He was
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. I just it was funny that he
but
said
I was surprised that they cast an actor who was so old to play the role of the White Tiger because in the comics, he was a teenager. It was the Sons of the Tiger were four martial artists who broke up and they each had a mystical amulet, a tiger's head, and then I think three paws or four paws. And they threw them all out. They broke up. They just threw them in a garbage can in an alley. And then this Hector was the guy. It was a kid's name. And he grabbed the amulets and put them all on and became the White Tiger.
Oh, wow. All right.
But he was a young kid, basically. He was like 16, 17 years old. So I was surprised that they made the White Tiger so, you know, a middle-aged man.
Yeah. Though.
And I heard this actor passed away. My wife told me that.
Oh, get out of here.
He was a soap opera star. And she said, oh, he passed away, that guy. So I don't know if he's got to finish his role or not.
Mm. It doesn't seem like it's going to be a super big role anyway.
Oh, you don't think so? I think it's the season. I think it's part of the arc is like him defending the White Tiger and trying to get him off the bogus charges.
Right. Yeah, I guess so. Like I said, I don't remember that second episode all that much. So yeah.
That tells a lot, right? Yeah. If you can't remember, it was less than a week ago.
Yeah.
Or exactly a week ago that it came out.
I might have had the volcano going, so you don't know. Oh. You don't want to put it just on episode two. But it was.
Were you shocked with in the first 15 minutes what happened?
I think I've read that storyline before. Didn't that happen in the comics?
I have never seen but by the time I checked out of current comics. I had not seen that happen.
It happens in the comics and he comes back and there's a whole thing of like, sorry, there's a whole thing of like, of Foggy being in that state and on the run a little bit or something like that. I wonder but he definitely died here.
Did you, can we talk about it
week? I don't know. I don't know where it ends.
But did you like when Bullseye lived through such a fall?
Hold on one second.
Have to cut this out, Brian.
Sorry.
Yep.
I'm literally saying stop texting me.
You put it on Do Not Disturb?
No, I didn't. I never thought of that, buddy. All right. There we go. Okay. All right. Sorry about that, kid. I didn't mean to snap at you like that. Apologize, buddy.
Well, you snapped at him? What'd you say?
Yeah, that's not a snap. You haven't seen a snap.
Well, I missed it. I was looking at my phone.
It's going off, and he's like, why don't you put it on Do Not Disturb? And I'm like, yeah, I never thought of that.
Oh, yeah.
That's nothing.
Yeah.
That's what I call tiptoeing around, get them.
Those are what's called kid gloves. But did you like that?
All right, sorry.
That Bullseye could survive a fall from a top of a building?
I like it better than killing Bullseye, you know?
Right.
So it's one of those comic book things that I'm just going
to
deal with.
It's very comic booky that he would be able to survive that. Yeah. But boy, when you spend so much time trying to ground everything in reality, that's a tough one to swallow.
A four-story fall, like face down. Yeah.
It's a little Bullseye is a regular guy.
Well, in the comic, he is just a regular guy, but then he gets an adamantium skeleton. Mm.
Okay. Yeah, which so they haven't mentioned.
Have they done that yet in the series? I mean, no. It's been so long.
Maybe this is how he gets it.
Yeah, but he was alive only a year later in court, remember?
No.
Yeah. A year later, they pick up and Bullseye's in court, and that's when Karen comes back to see him. They say it's a full year later.
I don't remember that.
Dude, you got to get rid of that volcano. It's fucking having horrible ramifications.
Oh, wait. Oh, I thought you were talking about a comic book storyline. You're talking about in the show.
In the show, yeah.
Yes, when Karen came back and stuff like that. Yeah.
So it'd only been a year later, and he looked fine
For adamantium infusion?
If that's what happened to him.
That's a comic book, man.
Yeah.
I still love Colin Farrell's Bullseye.
I barely remember it.
I remember it so well. I loved it. I know at the time people hated it and they thought it was corny, but I was like, I loved it. He had a bullseye on his forehead and he kept pointing to it. Bullseye! Bullseye! And you're like, we got it, dude. Yeah, I don't know. I like that one. I think I remember liking the Ben Affleck Daredevil. I don't remember hating it like everybody did. The soundtrack was corny as fuck, but like, I don't know. I kind of thought he made a good Daredevil.
I didn't think it was terrible. I didn't think it was all that good, but it wasn't it was serviceable.
Yeah.
There was things that I definitely would have changed. There was things I did like and there was things I didn't like, but I think that Charlie Cox has made it
he
owns it now and it's his.
Yeah.
Now how many times did you see the Ben Affleck Daredevil?
Two times.
Like I don't know how you remember shit from movies like that. Like
it's hard to remember.
Well, it's from a time when the superhero movies weren't coming out like they were now. So you took what you can get. There he is.
Yeah. Bullseye.
Bullseye. He killed that woman on the plane by popping a peanut in her throat because she was coughing.
It's hard to believe that's the Penguin, right?
Yeah, right? Yeah, you're right. Fuck, he's got a whole comic book history now.
Mm. You didn't see the Penguin, right?
I did.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Did you recommend?
I liked it. Yeah, I thought
I've heard that
good.
It's like kind of like a mob thing. Like if you take the Penguin, remove the Penguin and put like a regular 100%. Guy. Yeah.
Him being the Penguin almost has nothing to do with anything. Like, right. Yeah. It was good. I thought it was really well done.
Started watching The Last of Us on Chuck's recommendation. Wow, you didn't like it?
Me and Chuck disagree a little bit about
this. Disagree on this, huh?
Yeah, we disagree a little bit. I like the game. Series, I didn't fall in love like everybody else did.
Mm-hmm.
What episode are you on?
I'm on the second one.
Okay. Well, talk to me after the third one.
Okay.
Yeah. They did this thing where it's like they broke away from the story. Did you watch Righteous Gemstones?
Yes. I haven't seen the new season, though.
Fuck, dude. The first episode is so fucking good.
Is it?
And it does write what the third episode of Last of Us does not do right, which is like break away from the main story, tell a separate storyline. But fucking dude, everybody, dude, I don't know. It was well acted. It was fine. It was well written. But I was like, why the third episode of a series? You're breaking away from a main character for a love story. You're like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, it's a love story.
Dude, you're like, what is this, man? Like, what, where are the zombies? But that was just my frustration with it.
Am I the only one who thinks Pedro Pascal should give other people a chance?
It's going to be Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, I know. I just saw that. I was watching a bunch of trailers, and I saw that he's in that too. And it's like he's in everything. He's in all the Star Wars stuff, right?
He's the Mandalorian, right?
He is the Mandalorian, yeah.
I think when you have an opportunity, you take it. Yeah. You turn nothing down because eventually Hollywood stops calling.
Yeah, I liked him in Narcos a lot. He was really good in that.
I didn't see Narcos.
Oh, it's great.
You know, ask all the actors who are hot at one point. You know, at some point they'll stop calling you, what have you done for me now? Not what have you done for me in the past? And they'll forget them. So you take get
think
what
so
you can get.
If you're good enough, though, like you know, people will, like if you're a Bill Murray type,
yeah,
people will like. Died to have come out and
he's an icon. He's a legend. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like true.
That's kind of different. But I like Pedro though. I like
Him too. He's in a lot.
Yeah, he's in a lot. when he got cast in Mr. Fantastic, I do like the guy. I wouldn't have picked him for that, but I like him, so we'll wait and see.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like that attitude. Wait and see.
Yeah, we'll wait and see on
that's
that
what
one.
We need more of an American.
Wait
upset.
And see. Wait and see.
I felt like the people who made The Last
then
of
I
Us.
And I knew it.
The people who made The Last of Us, I feel, didn't want to make a zombie show.
No.
Yeah. like I think they were like, it's one of those genre shows where they're like embarrassed that they're making
zombies still.
And you're like, guys, so don't make zombie shows if you want to do two full episodes are turned over to romances.
Oh, really?
Two full fucking episodes. And you're just
those
like,
are not short episodes either.
No. And it's just like, guys, what are we doing? You guys, every second I watch these two fall in love, you could have had zombies eating people. Like, and don't you understand the show I'm trying to watch here?
Yeah. You're right. It does seem like they're trying to veer away from, like, they're not zombies. They're like fungus guys.
Which is cool. That's fine. Like, mm-hmm. That's an all right take. Because in the game, it's so well done. Mm-hmm. And the zombie, the clickers, did you get to the clickers yet?
Yeah.
Those are so creepy in the game. Like, they got a lot right in the show. And I like the casting, but.
You don't like the romance, though, huh? You can't find romance in a world where fungus zombies are running around?
I think it shouldn't be the third episode of a series where the two main characters just got together at the end of the second episode. And then the third episode, instead of watching them do their thing, you're in a fucking romance and you never see a zombie.
I used to be in the same way what I thought I wanted, but The Office turned me around and I was like, I like romance.
I like romance.
Jim and Pam really turned me a new
fantastic
side to me that I was just like, I want more romance in everything I watch.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
I hear you. And I see the sincerity in your face, but
I'm not kidding. I love that romance.
That's fine though, but look at the method that they're delivering it to. It's a sitcom. It's about people. You know what I mean? Right. Who are working together. It's not about a fucking zombie apocalypse. Which again, like whom – I'm not saying that nobody could ever make a great romance set. But if – that should have been the fucking seventh episode, not the third. I don't know. Look, do whatever you fucking want, people. Obviously, they have a hit show on their hands. They don't need advice from me.
Well, something like The Office too, you have – and I think it was done – even though I don't like Jim and Pam, I do think it was done well. You have 8 seasons to let it unfold.
Yeah.
Whereas like you say, already on episode 3, they're trying to force the romance and
– It impacts the story not – even a moment. If you don't watch that episode, nothing changes. Mm-hmm. It's fucking wild. It's fucking nuts. But
well, that sucks.
Well,
I think Chuck's a romantic guy. That's why he likes it so much.
Me and Chuck talked about this. He does have a different perspective on it than me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is fine. Which is, hey, man, you know what?
I mean,
not everything's for me.
No. And it never will be.
No.
Nope.
Who cares if fucking 2 out of 8 hours of a zombie experience or fucking love stories that nobody gives a shit about. But sure. Sounds great. Let's keep doing it. Season 2, let's watch it. Nonsense.
Q, are you ready to optimize your nutrition this year?
I can't wait to.
You've been optimizing it, though. Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes so you can feel right and feel great no matter what life throws at you. Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. Lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto meals based on randomized, controlled clinical trial of Factor Keto. Results will vary depending on diet and exercise. With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick protein. I can't even read today, man. It's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfast, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons. Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat. Q, I know you like this. Mary Beth likes it. She's been into their cold-pressed juices lately.
Mm.
That's her thing. So eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. And that is all we have for this week. Just one spot this week.
Yeah.
All right. Did you see that? You're an artist. I'm curious about what you think about this. There was an artist in where I think it was Germany, Denmark. 3 little pigs were rescued from the big bad wolf. 3 piglets that were left to starve to death as a part of a shocking art exhibit in Denmark have been stolen and saved from their horrific fate thanks to a 10-year-old girl begging her father to come to their rescue.
Wait, and he used real pigs in the art display?
Yep. You want to see them? There they are. Three little piggies.
Yeah, that's grotesque.
Yeah.
So the
I heard about this. I thought the artist had a clever point. Obviously, I don't agree with that. But he was like 10,000 pigs die a day in horrible conditions, and you care about these three? That was his point. Now
You Care is the name of the exhibit.
I don't agree. Like, obviously, I think it's repulsive to do this, and it's horrible. But I think the point he's trying to make is like, oh, wow. Like, that's pretty – he's kind of right if you think about it.
Are they dying for food?
Yeah, food reasons.
So that's always the tricky thing.
But I think it's the way that they're dying is horrific. Yeah. And this guy's point. Now,
do you eat pork?
I really don't. Not out of any
sense. Time he ate all that bacon and fucking nearly died.
Yeah, that was the last time. That was the fucking last time. Yeah. But I mean, I'd love to drop kick this guy off a fucking building for trying to do that to the pigs, but I do understand the point he's trying to make.
Do you think, because I was thinking about this, it says to make his point, the native Chilean. Oh, come on, you. The native Chilean constructed a cage of hay and shopping carts, trapping a tree of adorable piglets inside with the express purpose of allowing them to starve to death. But the tiny pigs have been given a second chance at life after the conscience of a friend of the artist prevailed over the unsavory demonstration. Good. So I was thinking about it. Do you think that he knew the whole time that nobody's going to let these pigs starve to death? I mean, I'm just trying to raise awareness about factory.
I never thought about that before. And if that is true, then this guy really is fucking playing chess while I'm playing checkers.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Why not? Right. He gets the point across without hurting the pigs.
It's probably what he happened.
Yeah. All right. Suddenly I'm on board with this guy's method.
Said he was surprised to find out that his friend was part of the jailbreak, but he was able to find a silver lining. He had to shut down the whole exhibition, and he was very disappointed when Casper told me that he was involved in the theft. But then I thought about it for a few hours and realized at least this way the piglets would have a happy life.
Yeah.
Artists are weird people, man. They do weird shit for art. You know, like I remember this guy in Eric's – when Eric was in college, my brother Eric, he took a picture of his girlfriend like taking a shit on the toilet without her permission and then like went to his art class and put it up on this huge screen in front of everybody. And she was in the art class.
It's just an asshole.
Yeah, it's like an asshole move.
Yeah, it's an asshole move.
That's beyond – that's criminal act. What was her reaction?
She was unhappy. She was very unhappy. I don't think she broke up with the guy if I remember correctly, but she was another weirdo, like hippie type. So I guess she wasn't as upset as your average person might be.
The invasion of privacy alone is just like, how can you ever
– right.
How can you ever talk to that person again and not be without having being?
Remember
outraged?
When you did that shit?
Yeah. Just being so
like
mad.
Like you hit a camera in a room where I was taking a shit. Like, what is the matter with you? What is wrong with you?
Oh yeah.
It says here about 25,000 piglets die each day on Danish farms from starvation because sows are bred to have litters of about 20 piglets while only being equipped with 14 teats.
Oh, how many die a day?
25,000.
25,000. What that would be – so in 2 weeks, it's like 50, a quarter 000. Of a million?
Wait a second.
25,000 a day?
A day, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's not possible.
That's a scale of misery that's unbelievable that's going on the planet that we live on.
25,000 a day.
That's what it says. About 25,000 piglets die each day on Danish farms from starvation because sows are bred to have litters of 20 piglets.
Not even for food purposes.
They grow more than they need and they let the ones that don't need starve. That is
fucking those are probably the weaker ones,
crazy.
Right?
Crazy.
And Denmark produces roughly 28 million pigs annually from 5,000 pig farms.
Oh, these poor pigs.
About 90% of those pigs are exported, accounting for more than 5% of total exports, making the industry vital for the Danish economy. So if they don't have those pigs, they're in trouble.
There's not a good way to do this.
In 40 days, a million piglets died in.
A million piglets in 40 days?
Oh, man. That's just in one country?
That's just in Denmark, yeah.
Oh, man.
Makes you feel guilty, doesn't it?
It makes you feel – I feel horrible right now. Yeah.
Tell him, Steve, Dave.
Well, I looked down at the timer just to see if we were in a good place. But
all right, so 25,000 times 365. What is that number? Is that 9 million?
Yes. Yeah.
9 million a year? That's – where do they do it? What?
Yeah, like where do they get the
Whew.
What do they do with them? I guess they just destroy
them. They feed them back to the pigs, maybe?
Probably feed them back to the pigs, you're right. And that's how they get those brain diseases and shit.
Oh, man.
Mad pig disease.
That's a fucking bummer, man. Where's my volcano? Yeah. This is why I need that fucking thing at my side. I can't think about this. Oh, man. One of my outdoor cats showed up this morning with fur missing on the side of his face. I guess he got into a fight or something. And I was like, so like, oh, what do I do? What do I – like I was so like upset and worried about it. Like I thought that was bad.
Right. Now, you know.
Now I feel so horrible.
Millions of piglets.
Oh, little baby piglets.
They're cute too.
Piglets. I know, they're so cute.
They're smart too.
Yeah.
Yeah. People keep pigs as pets and I know how smart they can be.
Well, aren't they like the third smartest animal on the planet or something like that?
Yeah, they get them. Who's the smartest animal on the planet?
I think dolphins, right?
I thought it was orangutans.
Oh, all right. This is going to be fun.
So they say pigs are intelligent.
I don't think they're smart.
And clean.
I don't think they're as smart as a dolphin. I heard dolphins are like next level.
Chimps, dolphins, orangutans, elephants, ravens, crows, orcas, pigs, octopuses, rats, and African gray parrots are known for their advanced problem-solving skills, communication abilities, and complex social schematics.
Huh. Pigs, high learning ability, capable of complex tasks, and good spatial awareness. Oh, man. Well, all right. Let's keep killing them, I guess. Let's keep starving them to death. It sounds good. Oh.
I mean, well, so what – and when you add on the ones that have to die for – to get on the grocery shelves, how many die a day then? You're not even counting the ones that die just to go on your grocery shelf.
I don't know, man.
The ones that go to the restaurants. And
yeah.
It's just like, yeah, how many are actually dying a day then? That's, yeah, that is a
– it's a staggering
horrific, yeah.
This is going on around us. It's horrible. Yeah, well, I try not to eat pork really anymore.
Yeah, I haven't eaten pork in decades, but I eat other things though that probably are just as bad though. Beef,
all
chicken.
Of it, yeah. Chicken, I try at least to do like – they have like the free-range chickens and stuff like that that you know, you got to pay a little more for to get it. But I'll try and do that. But, you know, it's – none of it feels like you're doing enough.
No.
Because it's one person, yeah. It seems – it's pretty much nothing except for your own personal beliefs, morals, whatever.
Makes me want to get a pet pig.
Yeah, they grow big though. Remember the
my brother-in-law had a pet pig.
Yeah?
Yeah, he loved it. Loved it. He lived a long time too.
I could do it.
Very smart. Yeah, I think you would. I mean, are you zoned for a pig out there?
I don't know.
I'm sure you could grease a couple palms.
Yeah, it's going to bother me. Yeah,
hope not seeing some of the girls he's brought home, man.
Oh, my God.
Do you need a special permit for pigs? I know you do for chickens.
I think livestock you need.
Yeah, I bet you they fall under a different category, though, than a cat or a dog, though.
Yeah. Doug Stanhope bought me a goat once. Do you remember? Bought me a goat, named it Quinn, and then
Then
we're in the process of shipping it to New York. When I was like, no, I got caught wind of it, and I was like, guys, you cannot send me a goat. I have nowhere to put this.
Those things are cool though, like those little baby goats, man. They're like always butting you and shit, and like
love watching the videos
and
them running up and butting people. The little tiny
that are bent
goats.
Over.
So what about if you get one of those little pigs that don't really grow that big? I don't know what they're called now.
I think that turned out to be a scam. I think they all get big.
Oh, they really?
Yeah, it was like
scam,
it was like, fuck you, rich people.
Taking a teacup. Yeah.
I would love it. I love all animals.
It's your birthday. Why don't you give yourself
a little treat.
Treat myself to a pig.
What do you think the cats would do?
Boris would have a new best friend.
Yeah,
Brooklyn would be afraid, and Chelsea wouldn't give a shit. I think they'd be all right with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they would. Yeah, I don't know. But, what's going on? So that's it. What are we doing? Where are we? What are you guys up to? I haven't seen you in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. It's true. I haven't seen you in 2 weeks. What have you been doing, Walt?
What have I been doing?
Yeah, like when you stay home, what do you do?
When I stay home, what do I do?
Yeah.
Jeez, what do I do?
I wonder about you sometimes.
What do I do? I'm trying to think right now. I don't know if I do anything. I Yeah, I mean, I try to coordinate things for the Patreon. That's a bitch. Yeah. Trying to constantly get people's free dates that they're available.
Unless it's me.
Yes, you're easy. Yeah, you're pretty easy. Watch TV, go out with the dogs, go out to eat. There's really not. I mean, what else is there to do?
There's nothing to do, right?
Yeah.
And now that it's nice out, we should give you a little quarter to talk about the weather, Q, since it's so nice.
Yeah, you had to have turned all around, right? Yeah, with this warm weather.
Dude, my mood is, I'm back to shooting, so I'm with all my friends. It's like I'm back in high school again. And then, like, you get out of work, it's like 5:30, the sun's still up, it's 60-something degrees, I'm skipping around Manhattan, feeling pretty good, you know?
Good.
Yeah, feel all right.
Birthday's coming.
How do you feel about it? Right on the precipice of 50.
Yeah.
Does it feel old?
I feel older. I feel older. I don't know. I imagine you guys felt the same way where it's just like, I don't feel like a kid anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But the number, it doesn't bother me. The number doesn't bother me at all. I am finding some comfort. I never would have thought I would say this sentence, but the idea that I'm going to die one day and relatively soon, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, has taken a lot of fear and pressure off me in a way that I'm like, well, fucking really, all I gotta do is worry about the next 20 years and then I'll probably be dead. Like, you know what I mean? It's like there's, I'm not even talking about the world. I'm talking like my career. Like, if you told me Joker's End, I never did another fucking thing again. At 50 something, whenever the show ends, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Who cares? Where if I was in like my 30s, I'd be like, no, I got 40 years to after myself and shit like that. Like, now it's like that's removed. Like, the idea that I got to prove myself is removed. The idea that my battling days are behind me. You know what I mean?
What does that mean?
No more battles for you?
Yeah, that's interesting. What does that mean?
You know, when you're a young man, you want to make a name for yourself. You want to go out and you got to stake your claim in this world.
But it's interesting you called it battling, though.
Yeah? You find that interesting?
Yeah, it's interesting that, like, making a name for yourself, you would refer to it as battling.
I think it's a tough world out there, man.
It was no easy road to Jokers.
Even Jokers, anything. Yeah. Even the fire department, like, anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, anything. Like, it's a tough world. It's hard to make money these days, especially, you know what I mean? And it's like, you know, when you're young and you don't have – your future laid out yet, I think that's pretty scary. I remember it being scary. And then throughout my middle age, like, there was that notion of like, wow, we got this thing and like, how long can we keep it going? And then it just keeps going. I'm just talking about me.
Yes.
And then, you know, I hit the age and I'm like, and then it's just like, it's this weird thing of like knowing that my death is coming. It's not around the corner, but it's like, you know, it's not four blocks away either, you know? And that's like kind of shaping what I want to do with my time and how I see what I want to do with myself from day to day. It's interesting.
It's like Fight Club. I can't remember the exact quote, but it's like, you must realize that one day you're going to die until you realize this, you're useless.
Yeah. And it's a good line. And it's like, my answer comes back. It's clearly every time I want to spend time with my friends and family. I want to have fun.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's literally all it becomes. And I know guys, especially in my business, who are like, no, I want to be famous. No, I want to be rich. No, I want to do that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I want to sell out the garden. You know what I mean? Like, shit like that. And you're like, speaking to someone that sold out the garden, like, it fucking the next day, it don't matter. You know what I mean? Like,
somebody else sold out the garden the next day.
Exactly. It's like, it's funny. And I'm just liking that my priorities are landing on the side of, I just want to spend time doing fun stuff with people I love. I think that's
good.
I think that's a good, healthy way
to approach it.
Yeah. And that's what the Key West thing was all about. Like, that's 100% that. Like, just,
when is that? What are the dates for that again?
That's April. It's sold out.
Sold out.
It's April 4th.
4th through the 7th, I think.
Yeah.
4th, 5th, and 6th.
4th, 5th, and 6th.
Yeah. I don't know.
People are very excited for that. I see a lot on on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I've been working. I got some more people are signing on that we're not even announcing.
Because
it's like, you know, we already sold the tickets, so we'll just surprise people. But
just saw Joe Ambergio will be down there.
Joe Ambergio will be down there. Yeah, I'm excited about that. I don't know. So anyway, that's how – I don't know if that answers your question of how about I feel about approaching 50, but there's a philosophical bend to it all for me, I think.
No. I mean, everybody approaches it differently. Some people have, you know, panic and they do things that are – what's it called? The midlife crisis kind of move. And
these jerk-offs that go out and get like a young bride, sports car.
I get that too. I mean, I get it. It's not like that's a bad time. Yeah. I don't know. Like, what did you guys – was there any difference? Anything I'm saying ringing in with you guys who are already on the other side of it, or is it
– it's – you know, your career, though, it has been so super successful, though, that it's – you know, you've hit all the crescendos, all the things you wanted to hit.
Like all these benchmarks.
You've done it all. You've gotten all of it, so you have a more of a – You can look it with it with pride and
I think
you did this. You did this. I did this. Yeah. You know,
but I think I would have felt this way even with the fire department because I respect that so much that I felt like an equal accomplishment to anything else really.
Yeah, I don't know if personally though if I have those kind of like professional achievements though. So I still feel like I need.
I mean, you had a TV show. For 7 seasons?
Yeah, but
professional artist.
You've done comic books, you're a professional artist, and we do the same podcast together for 15 years. Like,
you didn't mention the podcast once, though.
It's not that different.
Either. You didn't mention the podcast.
I was getting to it.
Yeah, professionally, though, I think that, you know, you're in a different zone. You've accomplished so much that you could look back and be like, yeah, I don't need – like it's like Derek Jeter. What more can I got? What more do I got to do?
Sure. Yeah. You know? I don't accept that comparison. But yeah, I know what you mean.
He got the rings. He got the MVPs. You know, you can retire now with a sense of accomplishment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I can – professionally, if I can have that feeling. So I feel that there's a little – always that something I want – like I want to write and draw my own comic book.
Yeah.
Something I've always wanted to do. So I think I better get fucking working on it.
That's good though.
Yeah. I want to do it from what's it called? From cover to back cover.
That's amazing, dude.
I want to do that. But I know it'll be only – but it won't be – I don't know. You know, just because of the world of comic books and I have put out comic books. They've not set the world on fire. I don't think it'll be the – thing that I'll be able to be like, okay, I did it. I achieved this with this.
Well, what are you doing if – well, achieve what? Because it sounded to me like you were on
that success.
Yeah, but the success is – that's the outcome. That to me, like I wouldn't worry about it.
Critical and sales.
I don't
think
you can chase that, dude. I think you just got to do stuff that's like – I think you got to stuff that's rewarding no matter what the fucking – you had me in the beginning where you're like, I want to write from beginning to end the comic and do the art myself. That's the goal. That's what you can do.
Yes, but you also mentioned in your eloquent
– Yeah.
I sold out Madison Square Garden. If I put out –
But how meaningless it was.
But you know it's not though.
No. You're I'm telling you humble. It is. No, I am not
I've
being
I've heard
humble.
Him say it privately.
I'm not being humble. It's a cool fact that has zero impact. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't. I'm sure there
would
people
you,
are.
Would you want – what if it didn't sell out?
I don't think it would have – I think I would feel – I don't know. I think it would feel the same.
If I do write and draw my own comic book and it goes out and like 100 copies sell worldwide, you can't equate it as a success though. So that's the thing that
– I think you can.
Well, commercially maybe.
Yeah. I think it's about what you got out of the process. Like I want to write a novel. It's like
– Do you?
Yeah. I started like working on one and beating it out and stuff. And I'm like universe of my ever think it's going to be a bestseller, but like it's the process. It's like I fucking wrote a novel. I put this, you know, I put this out there in the world. I don't know. I hear what you're saying.
I think it'll – like if I do it, I think I can do it. I think I've shown that I can finish projects and get them done. But I think I'll always be chasing that coveted final, like it's a success.
Waltz number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then you got to start working on the fourth one now. So you get that book done and out, and by the time that's done, you're already working on the second one, because it's not going to be the – it's going to be the – you know what I mean? Like, this is going to lead to this. You can't just put one out there and be like, here it is, everybody.
I know, yeah.
You know?
You know, yes, yeah.
So – but you have it in you, and it's like, again, that's if you're loving doing it, it doesn't
– Yeah, I enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
That's what, I mean, I have ideas. I'd
love to fucking read what you wrote and drew. Yeah.
I have ideas I want to do, but it's just a matter of sitting down and, like, finishing it, though.
You yeah. know?
And – at the end of the day, you're like, what? You get that doubt in your mind, like, oh, it's a point. The state of the comic book world is so fucking.
That's on the Johnson family crest.
What's the point?
The state of the comic book world is in such flux right now.
Yeah.
You know, there was a listener who got War of the Undead, and he liked it and gave me some compliments on it. But then – and he said in the – like, he sent me an email saying, don't ever give up on your dream of doing a character I wanted to do for Marvel Comics. And it was nice of him to say that, but I don't even know if that is something – like, I think comics have changed so much that the – even if I got to work on a Marvel comic book character, I don't know if it would be as – the cachet would be the same for me.
Even internally to yourself.
Internally to yeah. myself, because yeah. it's not the same.
It's a different industry.
Yeah.
Well, like 25 years ago, it would have meant.
It would have been like, yeah, it would have been a Mount Everest type of achievement. And
comics was its own thing. It wasn't a means to an end for fucking movies to be strip-lined yeah. and shit.
And I don't mean, it's just my personal opinion on things that like, it just feels like it's such a different beast now that. I don't know if it would have the same level of accomplishment. It would still be an accomplishment, but I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
No, it's good. You're finding it, man. You're feeling your way through it. I think it's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's something I've always wanted to do, and the only thing that gives me a little bit of confidence is all the things that have come out, like in terms of like, but they're not real writing though. It's like podcasts, like writing things and trying to get them like done in like a podcast setting.
Yeah.
That's not really writing, but it is still coming up ideas, though.
It's writing. Of course it is.
Well, you know what I mean, like characterization and shit. It's a far different animal than, Sunday Jeff needs to hit this ping pong ball with his sneaker or else he has to.
I hear you, man. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, but I would not put down that creativity, man. Like, we don't have the audience that we have because people don't find that entertaining.
Yeah, yeah. There's a little bit of that confidence. Of like, I think I could do this because I've done this, this, and this. But then even if I get it done, though, I don't know if there's a world that even cares. Like, the world won't care.
Is that what stops you, the fear of, like, people being like, ho-hum?
It doesn't – no. It doesn't stop me, but it does make it – I don't know. Like, it has changed so much, the industry, that I don't think it's possible – for me at this point in my life to have put out something that's impactful to the current people who are interested in comics. And I think that may be a cop-out though on my part though. That may be me.
It might be a cop-out. It might be true. I still think it doesn't matter either way.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. But I think with the thing with Tim and his, his diagnosis, it really put me be like, if I don't do it now,
mm-hmm.
I better get – I mean, I might not get to it then.
You might not be able to get to it.
Yeah, so that, it really makes you prioritize and think about, am I wasting time here watching Kung Fu, for four straight hours, or should I be doing something better with my time, something like an achieve something?
Don't ever fucking say that about TV again.
It can still be on in the background.
We need it. We need it.
Yeah, you need that noise. That's what I want to do, though. I'm going to work towards it. I'm going to try to write and draw. The only thing I won't do is color it. I'm not a good colorist. I think I need somebody who knows what the fuck they're doing.
Sure.
Otherwise, I want it to be just – like the guys that I love, how they did it, you know, like John Byrne became, he did all. Frank Miller did it all.
Yeah. You got to do it, man.
I want to try and test and see if I can do it all.
You can. I think you got to.
Yeah, now you got to put it out there.
Yeah. I think this is great, man. I love to hear this from you.
What are you writing your novel about? Or can you give away? Is it just the subject matter? Like not the subject, but like the genre. Is it fiction?
It's science fiction.
Science fiction.
Space comedy. It's not Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy because I can never write anything that brilliant, but it's like in that area.
Who wrote that?
Douglas Adams.
Have they ever made that into a movie?
Yeah, it was a TV show. It was a radio thing. They made a movie out of it. The movie was, you know.
Because that is such a beloved novel.
It's fucking amazing. Yeah. It's, those books are amazing, yeah.
Do you have something that like did the recent things that have happened recently in TSC Town has motivated you to feel like I want to do something?
It's made me think
different?
A lot more. Yes, yeah, okay. It absolutely has. Because it's only when it's like for me anyway, it's only when it's in my face that I'm like, oh, this is. There's no fucking reason in the world why it would happen to Tim, but not to me. Yeah. You know, like you go through life thinking that way. Like that's the kind of shit that happens to somebody else.
Yeah.
Until it happens to you.
And you find out real quick that like, oh, real fast. Oh, wait, yeah. No, this is just, yeah.
Especially like, I mean, not that I'm at like such an advanced age, but 57 isn't young. So yeah, I feel like it's, I should be working on something.
Yeah.
More and more I feel that way.
No matter what the motivation is, like Hugh says, though, that regardless of what it is, if you can find the motivation in some capacity, whether it be however you find it, I guess it's a good thing, though. Tell him, Steve Dave.
Yeah, you better.
It's a thoughtful one. Yeah, tell him, Steve Dave. It's not a downer.
It shouldn't be.
I don't think it's a like downer. I think it's more thoughtful. Like we're in our heads. We're not down. but maybe it's not a downer. I don't think it's a downer. It's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, you know.